KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Oops. The Revolutionary War and the 250th anniversary of this great country. But this first hour, the man has written a book that in 2021 was called one of the best books of the year. It was a story called A Quantum Life, My Unlikely Journey from the Streets to the Stars. He's out with a brand new book this week. It's called Why Do We Exist? The 9 Reams of the Universe That Make You Possible. He went from a quote-unquote gangsta nerd dealing weed to earning a Ph.D. in physics from Stanford. Hakeem Olushehi, welcome to America at Night. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Yeah, well, nothing like writing a book and biting off more than you can chew. Why do we exist? Man, this answers every question we've ever had in this world.
I tell you, you know, it was a tough write, and it was one of those experiences where, you know, I would go into one of these 9 realms and I would live in that realm, you know, things like the cosmological realm, the quantum realm, the realms beyond horizons. And I came to the conclusion that I understand why people go insane.
Okay, we'll get to that towards the end of the show, because you're obviously interviewing some of my callers in the third hour. But listen to this. So tell me a little bit about your life. You seem like you've had an interesting life. You grew up, parents divorced, and you moved around quite a bit.
Yeah.
And you went from, as you say, the street to a PhD from Stanford. That's a heck of a journey.
Yeah. It is, and it was, you know, there was it was a weird occurrence, right? So, you know, we're made from our families and our communities, and it just turned out that my family had a very colorful history. My father was from a family that were bootleggers in Mississippi. And, you know, when he became a young man, he went away to the Korean War, returned, and he took the family business to the next level by becoming a marijuana importer, grower, and dealer, you know, which he remained for, you know, all of my youth. And, you know, he incorporated me into the family business when I was 9 years old. So, you know, the adults would all leave the house, and I would be the guy there to conduct business. So I don't know the last time you looked at a 9-year-old, but, you know, it's pretty crazy for me to think about it now. And at the same time, you know, my mother's side of the family, first cousins, the other 3 males of my generation were members of this little social club in Los Angeles you may have heard of called the Crips. And 2 of the 3 went to jail. We had lived in inner cities. You know, as you mentioned, I had an itinerant childhood. I moved literally every year, right? And it was always a tough neighborhood. South Central Los Angeles, Houston South Park, Houston 3rd Ward, New Orleans 9th Ward, New Orleans East. And, you know, my mother saw that I was drawn to the dark side, and she said, I'm going to get you out of this city life and move me to rural Mississippi right before I turned 13, move me to the country. And that was one of the best decisions anyone ever made on my behalf, right? And what happened in the country is they really instill work ethic, right? And so for me, even though I was really misbehaving, I always worked hard and always did my work, right? So if you wonder how can somebody be half gangster and half nerd, you know, that's pretty much the story. You know, my family gave me the what I call crime school, but my own nerdy nature, you know, I love to read and I had a hard work ethic, right? So I did very well in school. I was my valedictorian. You know, I went away to the Navy, came back, went to college, got a, you know, got addicted to drugs and dropped out. But, you know, eventually I went back and I, did well and, through hard work, not through being well educated. You know, I was behind everyone, but I was able to work hard and pull myself up.
Unbelievable. What an unbelievable story. All right. Let's talk about this book that you just released, this week. It's called Why Do We Exist? The nine realms of the universe that make you possible. What are these nine realms? That sounds like science fiction.
It does sound like science fiction. And the real world is even more remarkable than the science fiction. So this is something that I realized just being a physicist. You know, I felt like the way that we describe the universe to people was very disconnected. It wasn't a coherent picture. And I also noticed that as you change scale, in terms of size scale, energy scales, scales of emergence that occur over time, you find that there are these different realms of the universe where even though it's the same physics, what dominates changes drastically, okay? So I call the realm that we humans live in the middle realm. And it's a huge coincidence that we exist in between the biggest and largest scales of the universe, right? So for the nerds out there who think in powers of 10, 10 to the 26 is the size, 10 to the power 26 is the size of the observable universe, and 10 to the minus 26 is the size limit on this tiny subatomic particle called a neutrino, all right? And we're right at 10 to the zero, right in between the two. And this is the land where our intuition works. And then, as you scale out to the very big, you get into the cosmological realm. And there, even though it's the same physics, space-time begins to dominate in a new way. Because the universe is expanding, space-time is flowing, space-time is waving. So the dynamics, you know, you and me are pretty much dominated by friction every day. But the galaxies are dominated by the flow of space-time. Then you go to the very small, you get to the quantum realm. And that's the realm, you know, where the laws just completely change. And, you know, when you're studying the cosmological realm, you come to realize that what we can see in terms of matter that's making stars and being luminous, it only constitutes something like 5% of all there is. And so this brings us to the dark realm, the realm of dark matter and dark energy. And then, you know, we have the temporal realm, the realm of time. There are the realms beyond horizons, like inside the event horizons inside of a black hole, or beyond the universe's cosmic event horizon, right? Then there's the multiverse realm. The modern physical observations lead us to the conclusion that it's very likely that we live in a multiverse, right? And then you have these two very personal realms, the realm of life and the realm of imagination, which have their own classes because they're very different. Life does the opposite of what the rest of the universe does. Whereas the rest of the universe is diluting energy and diffusing it, life concentrates energy and builds structure. And the imagination, you know, this human imagination is like, that's the sci-fi, right? The fact that we can envision futures that don't exist, right? That, you know, that is a superpower we have.
Are you smoking your own stash, or what's going on here, doctor?
Hey, in the words of, what is his name? Smoke stash every day.
That is out there. But what you're saying in that was, for the normal person was in each realm you just mentioned,
right.
There are different scientific rules for each dimension you just mentioned. Is that safe to say?
Yeah. That's it. You nailed it. That's how it is. Yeah. And so if you try to take your human intuition of experience and apply, because what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to get you to help me figure out what's going on with the universe. This is not one of those books where I tell you, hey, I'm the scientist. Let me tell you what's happening. It's no. It's like we scientists are at our wit's end because we haven't discovered anything new about the universe on a fundamental scale in almost, 30 years now. You know, it's been 28 years since the last major discovery. And it seems like we need a new paradigm. And we also need new imaginations, not just us nerds, right? People like people who may be listening who never thought of this stuff. And so what I want to do is give you a picture that you never had, an accurate picture, a scientifically rigorous picture. But, you know, like I said, being a Southern dude, I'm a storyteller. So I'm giving it.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear ye good folk, you are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
And garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group. Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
The book dropped this week. It's called Why Do We Exist? The Nine Realms of the Universe That Make You Possible. Hakeem Olushehi joins us. He's an astrophysicist with an unbelievable story. Dr. Hakeem, you talked about these different realms of space and time, and you mentioned the quantum realm and then the metaverse realm. I know there's a quantum level somewhere, really, really small.
Yeah.
But have we discovered a true multiverse? Is that a fact or is that theory?
Well, it's sort of on the border, and I'll tell you exactly how it works, okay? So when you're studying the universe as a whole, you're not able to, you know, do experiments in a standard way, which is, I'll make a universe in my lab and change things and see how that changes it, right? You can't make a universe in your lab. So what can you do? What you can do is, you can take the laws of physics and you can look at certain problems and you can say, how can I solve this problem? And you come up with a solution. And then you say, well, if that solution is correct, what does it predict that must be true if the solution is true? And I'll give you an example from history. Back in the 19th century, they were trying to solve a problem with light. And the problem is what we call diffraction, right? A common example of that is when you see oil on water and you see that rainbow pattern, right? That has to do, right. That's diffraction you're looking at, right? So people submitted their answers to the diffraction problem, and one of them was a guy named Fresnel. And his solution required light to travel as waves, which is not what most physicists believed at the time. And so when he presented it, the judges thought that he was going to win. But one of the judges, a famous mathematician named Poisson, he was like, we know this isn't true, so let me see if Fresnel's equations predict anything that I know cannot be true. And what he found is that Fresnel's equations predicted that if I have a solid circular body and I take it into a dark room and I shine a light on it, that in the center of the shadow of that solid body, there should be a spot of light because the waves would wrap around the object and add up in such a way that they would add constructively right in the center and you would get a dot of light where you expect the shadow to actually be the darkest. So Poisson presents that to the committee, and most of the judges are convinced. But then one judge says, wait a minute. None of us has ever taken a object into a dark room and done the experiment. Let's go look and see if the spot is there. And they looked, and guess what? The spot was there, right? So that's how we study the very early universe. We make a prediction based on this idea that we have, and the wilder and crazier the prediction is, the better. So when people tried to solve a problem that had to do with the origin of the universe, they found this solution that they gave the name inflation. And the idea of inflation is that in the very earliest stages of the universe, it doubled its size at least 100 times in a tiny fraction of a second. Okay. And so then they predicted, well, if that happened, there should be this signal in this light that's left over from the earliest part times of the universe that we can measure. It has a name. We call that light the cosmic microwave background radiation. And that signal that should be left behind is what we call super horizon fluctuations. Now, what does that mean? It means a wiggle on a graph. Okay. Well, here's the point. We've done the measurement with the European Planck satellite, and there the signal was, the super horizon fluctuation signal. So this strongly suggests that that inflation thing is true. So when they looked at what inflation would, what else would be a consequence of inflation, what they found is that the universe would birth new universes over and over and over endlessly. There should be an infinity of new universes, not, you know, and what infinity means is without end. So the best popular book on it is written by this University of Buffalo professor named Will Kinney, and it's titled An Infinity of Worlds. And so, yeah, you know, we seriously consider that we actually live in a multiverse, but it is not the multiverse of Marvel Comics.
So I guess we can traverse some of these realms, but not all of them currently. Is that safe to say?
Well, the laws of the universe give you the opportunity to do it, but that doesn't mean you can technologically do it, right? So we can't travel to another galaxy. We can't travel to another universe. But if we go into a wormhole, there's nothing that stops us from doing that. But you can't go in a wormhole. You die, right? So yeah, technically you could visit every realm, but practically you can't.
Is there a way to send a signal to another universe?
That's the thing. You can send a signal to another universe, but you can't get one back.
How do we, why not? We can't they send one to us?
Well, they would not know where that signal originated, you know, right. You know, the whole, like, for example, if we received some signal and it was coming from some wormhole in our universe, you know, the dead end would be, hey, it's right there at that wormhole, that black hole, a signal came through, right? And whatever that signal was, it would be incredibly modified by that trip it took. You know, it wouldn't maintain its coherence or its integrity. So, you know, you might not even recognize it as a signal from an intelligent civilization. And the thing about, you know, those wormholes, I talked about the realm beyond horizons. The thing about horizons is that when you cross a horizon, you're now separated from the universe you were in, and you can't go back.
Hold that thought. Dr. Hakeem Olashehi has written a book, Why Do We Exist? He's an astrophysicist that... Phew.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Cool April Night's official Biggest Show and Shine is Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. The heart of Cool April Night's returns to the Reading Civic Auditorium Saturday, April 25th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 2,000 classic vehicles, high energy entertainment, and activities for all ages. Get your tickets to the Big Show and Shine in advance for only $8 at any UPS store and Napa Auto Parts store. Cool April Night's official Big Show and Shine Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th, so that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin, we can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just, This at cost program is one good deal, and I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Disasters strike, fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. When they do, Direct Relief delivers. Medicines, medical supplies, everything doctors and nurses need to save lives.
Let's ship her out!
Every day across the U.S. and around the world, they're making a difference. No politics, no red tape, just help. If your family needed urgent medical care, wouldn't you want that help fast? Direct Relief is a lifeline for people in crisis. So check them out at directrelief.org.
Nightly conversation, America at Night, with McGraw Milhaven.
He's a boundary-breaking astrophysicist that is seen on Discovery Channel, the Science Channel. He's been all over. His new book is Why Do We Exist? The Nine Realms of the Universe That Make You Possible. Hakeem Olashehi joins us for the full hour. Doctor, you mentioned wormholes last segment. Do we know for a fact there are wormholes?
No, we do not know that for a fact. We know that there are, for a fact, black holes, and the very same calculations that yielded black holes very early in the 20th century also yielded wormholes. They've been studied for a long time. Now, we had observational signatures for black holes that we've seen all over the place. We've, you know, mapped them in our own galaxy. We've taken photographs of them. We have all, you know, we've observed the gravitational waves from black holes colliding. So we're 100% convinced that black holes exist. And the physics of wormholes tell you that when one forms, they're incredibly unstable. So they close up very fast, right? Now, physicists have found a way to keep them open to create what they call a traversable wormhole, and that's by adding this stuff called negative energy in it, which is not something that we can do. So, you know, it's one of these things that we have a lot of confidence that the universe allows, but we've never actually conclusively observed one.
What about the big one? Are we alone? Any evidence of any type of life forms out there?
You know, there is a lot of conclusive evidence of what we call organic biology, right? And lately, you know, recently, there was this discovery of what they call leopard spots on Mars in a situation that on Earth typically means life, right? Again, that whole thing I mentioned about how life does the opposite and creates these energy situations that don't occur normally, those leopard spots represent one of those weird energy situations, right? And a bunch of coincidences that go along with it. Another thing we found on Mars is evidence of methane that keeps showing up over and over. And methane is mostly produced by life. Now, it can be produced without life, but in the presence of water. And so we don't know if what we're seeing is fossil methane that's left over from, you know, billions of years ago, if it's still being produced. So both the leopard spots and the methane we think could be produced otherwise, but we haven't solidly figured out which one. And just this week, there's a new report of new organic molecules being found by the rover on Mars. So we don't have any conclusive evidence, right? We have hints. And the other thing that we see is that if you look at the types of molecules that life depends on, say, for example, the nucleotide bases that make up RNA and DNA, they've all been found on asteroids and comets and in space and other contexts, right? So all the ingredients are there, but there's zero conclusive proof. But I think that doesn't mean it's not there. I think, if anything, the evidence suggests that it is there, but it's not in the form of the life that we see here on Earth today. If you go look at Earth during its first 4 billion years, you weren't going to find any animals. You weren't going to find any plants with roots, for example. And that's because it took that long to prepare the Earth, to make oxygen fill the atmosphere and the oceans and get into the deep ocean before you could have abundant multicellular life. So most of the time in Earth's history, if you visited it, you would only find very simple microscopic life forms. And I think that's what we're most likely to find elsewhere in the universe.
Hakeem Olushehi is our guest, and he's blowing our minds together. The book is called Why Do We Exist? Let me ask you this question, because I want to save some time and get to the Artemis and going to the moon and beyond. But let me ask you this question. Has this book and your study of an astrophysicist, you're a spiritual man, has it brought you closer to God, a better understanding of God, a reimagination of God, a lack of a God? What are your thoughts when it comes to the spirituality of all this?
Yeah, that's a tough one, because like you said, I am a spiritual being, and I'll be honest with you, you know, if I were not, if I didn't have my own spiritual experiences, you know, I'd be like, you know, it doesn't hold up. You know, it's not anything to be taken seriously, right? But I do have spiritual experiences, and so, you know, there's a there in my mind. So I think there's a difference, though. You know, there's a lot of different, you know, I've been all around the world, and I love human beings. I love getting involved with cultures. And, you know, different spiritual ideas are aplenty. You know, if you live in a particular culture, you know, you're dominated typically by one idea, maybe two, you know, whether it's Christianity or Islam or Buddhism or Hinduism or Judaism or, you know, a myriad other religions and faiths and you know, practices that exist, you know, there's lots of them. So what that says to me is that humans are conclusively spiritual animals. Now, to get directly to answer your question, if you think that the art gives you an idea of the artist, right, then in that sense, I would say yes, it's brought me closer to understanding. You know, like Einstein said, he wants to understand the mind of God. And so if you really come to an understanding of the nature of the physical reality, I feel like that might give you some insight into the spiritual reality. But also, you know, there is that human element. And so, you know, the things I've been through in my life, the people I've connected with, and just the various experiences I've had, you know, that also brings me to a place that is apart from the observational realities of the physical world, right? Where I come into a sort of conflict is, you know, sometimes in certain traditions, you're required to say that things that are observed to be true are not true, and things that are not observed to be true are true. So, you know, if, for example, we study the universe and we do this thing called science, and what we report is that which has been observed to be true. Now, if you say, hey, science says this, but my thinking or my faith or my leader says this other thing, they're in conflict. What you're really saying is your belief is in conflict with what's observed to be true. So what decision do you make? So where I spend my time with people is helping them to understand what science is and how it works and why we believe what we believe or what we accept to be true. What are the observations? So if a person says to me, I don't believe in the Big Bang, I'll say, okay, what is the problem with early universe nucleosynthesis, right? Which is one of the three fundamental foundations of the Big Bang model. And typically the person has never heard of it. Then I'll say, okay, well, tell me, what is wrong with our observation of the cosmic microwave background radiation and our studies of it? And again, they don't have any specifics. And so, you know, I can continue down that pathway, but eventually I point out, like, listen, if you don't understand the fundamental observations and, you know, mathematical equations that we call the theory that this is based on, you're not in a position to believe or disbelieve, right? You're in a position of, I hear that phrase, evolution, Big Bang. I've heard it over and over. My mind goes to a particular place. Oh, I know what that means, right? But in actuality, you don't. You know, you get a bachelor's degree in physics, you have no idea what the Big Bang is really about. You know, this stuff is very subtle, and it takes serious study to actually understand. You know, it's like me trying to do taxes, right?
Yeah.
You know,
well, but it's also somebody somewhere created this, right? I mean, some force, some higher being, somebody created all this science somewhere along the lines. And so,
how can you say that? Why is that a must?
Well, I mean, where did it all come from?
That's the question.
Yes, it is.
That's the question, sir.
Hakeem Olusheyi with us. The book is Why We Exist. Well, you wrote the book. I figured you'd have the answer. Holy mackerel.
No, the book doesn't give the answer. The book presents the question. Hey, the book says, help. That's what the book does, right? The book tells you what we have observed to be true. And I throw my own, like, you know, I take risks. I say stuff that the other physicists don't say. It's my original thinking, right? And then it says, help us, you know.
The book is Why Do We Exist? Let's talk about Artemis and the science behind what we just watched. What did you think? What did you observe? What did you pay attention to? What did you see with this Artemis launch around the moon?
Well, you know, I talk about this stuff on the news, right? I have a contract with ABC News. I'm a contributor with them. And, you know, the days I go on with them, I can't go on with anyone else. But I do talk on other news channels about it, right? So I've talked about it a lot. But the reason why I'm bringing that up is not to say I'm cool, but to say, if you've ever seen me on any of those, I always say the same thing, man. Man, I'm white knuckled before that thing gets into the air. Before that rocket breaks through the barrier of space, I am like sitting on pins and needles. We so take it for granted, but those things are not safe. I mean, they're safe, but they ain't safe. You know, they explode all the time. And if you're in the space business, you know that because, you know, most launches nobody pays attention to. You know?
Right, right.
It's only the special ones.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The idea is we're going to get to the moon, and then we're going to launch from the moon to Mars, and we're going to use the fuel from the moon to get to Mars. Is that science,
man, you really,
or is that science
you just
fiction?
You just fast forwarded through a lot of steps.
Like, sorry.
It's not, you can say it like that. You know, that's kind of like saying, you know, you're sitting there 2 million years ago with Homo erectus and you're like, so let me get this straight. We're going to domesticate fire. Then we're going to go to the moon, right? That's kind of what, you know, yeah, that's true, but there's a lot of steps in between. I'm back. Yeah, I missed the question, sir. Please.
No. So the question is this idea, yeah, of going to Mars, is it science fiction, or is there a path to get this? Do you see a path forward to sort, yeah, of get to Mars?
There's a path, definitely. You know, there are no fundamental limitations that stop us from doing this, but there are incredible technical challenges to overcome. And, you know, just creating the rockets that get us there and able to land people safely and return them to Earth, that's major. That's super major, right, that's accomplished. But the next step of creating a permanent moon base and having people live and work there for extended periods of time, that's super tough too, man. Because, you know, one thing about doing work in space, you know, one of the general principles is when you build a satellite instrument, make as few moving parts as possible because moving parts are going to break. And if you do have to make a moving part, make sure it's a rotational one and not a translational one because the rotational ones tend to last longer. Oh, and by the way, all your electronics are going to be killed by radiation very slowly over time. So, you know, and sometimes fast with particular events. So not only that, that's just in space. Once you get on the surface of the moon, one of the little known stories of the moon has to do with moon dust, right? Look it up. Anybody who's listening, man, the moon dust, it's not like dust here on Earth, right? It hasn't been weathered in the same way. So it has sharp edges. And not only that, just like, you know, things can stick to you through static electricity. That's on steroids on the moon. So when the Apollo's mission went there, man, that dust stuck to everything and just shredded it from the inside on a microscopic level. So everything was being slowly destroyed. So how are they going to overcome that?
Wow. So there really is a quantum leap when you talk about from circling the moon to landing there and then, yeah, going to Mars.
Oh, yeah. But here's the good news. If you're able to survive on the moon, surviving on Mars is going to be kid's play, right? Your child's play. You got that. Because Mars has an atmosphere. So, you know, that solves a lot of the problems that you're going to have on the moon. So basically, you can think of Mars as sort of like the moon as like a difficult prototyping stage. So, you know, it's almost like, hey, first go survive in Antarctica. Now go survive on the moon. Now go survive on Mars, right?
Dr. Hakeem Olashehi, I got about 1 minute left. The book is Why Do We Exist? And I hate to ask you this with 1 minute left, yeah. So dumb it down for me. Is it ever possible for time travel?
We're doing it right now. Watch this. You see that? We just went a few seconds into the future. You see that? We're doing it all the time. You know, the truth is that at all times, everything in the universe is moving at the speed of light through space-time. And so if you're at rest relative to something, like you and I are not moving very fast relative to each other, that means that we're both moving through time at the maximum rate, right, which is the speed of light. But if you were to go off fast through space relative to me, you would have to slow down going through time relative to me. Because remember, you're always moving at the same constant speed. It's just how much of it is through space, how much of it is through time. So if you put more through space, you're getting less in time. Now, can we go backwards or leap forwards? There are ways that physics allow that. Again, wormholes, right?
There you go.
The answer is, there's ways physics says you can do it, but practically, you ain't doing it.
There you go. The book is Why Do We Exist? The Nine Realms of the Universe That Make You Possible. Hakeem Olashehi, thank you very much for a very enjoyable hour. We look forward
thank
to talking
you,
to you down the line. Be safe.
Love
thank
it.
You, sir.
Thank you,
got
sir.
It.
You as well.
All right. America at Night, back in a moment.
From the heart of America, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon?
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
A multi-billion dollar settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you were exposed to weed killers at work or at home, your rights are affected. If you or your family has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you could receive $6,000 to $165,000 or more. This settlement impacts you even if you're not sick, because this blood cancer can take 10 to 15 years to appear. If you stay in the settlement, you give up your right to sue. Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup Settlement.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need a new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation. The natural drug... Freeway.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Got some news. The Trump administration dropped all of the investigations. I should say the Justice Department dropped the criminal investigation into Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. That appears to be over, which allows the Fed chair nominee Kevin Warsh to be nominated. It was an interesting little bit of a showdown that the White House backed down from, right? The Congress said they wouldn't nominate him unless all of the criminal investigations were over, and the Justice Department appears to have rescinded all of those. So interesting. We can talk about that in hour number three. Stay right there. Jonathan Horn from the Free Press, former Bush speechwriter, and can we say America at Night's historian, talking about the Revolutionary War and the 250th anniversary of that event. We'll get in to talk about that. And then Theo Lewis-Clark is going to join us, Hollywood exec for a day, and your phone calls. It's Friday night, and we're hanging out. Thanks for keeping us company tonight. Our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw-Milhaven, and this is America at Night on Westwood One.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Strong winds and bone dry conditions are expanding wildfires in the south.
My house is gone.
Video by Brittany Quinn shows a heartbreaking scene of burned out vehicles and smoking debris left by a wildfire in Brantley County in southeast Georgia. Governor Kemp spoke at a news conference after touring the damage.
We believe it was started by a balloon landing on a power line causing an arc that created the fire.
County Manager Joey Caton urged residents to heed evacuation orders.
This is a dynamic fire that's changing.
Jennifer Drawdy has lived in Waynesville for 41 years and says the emotional toll has been overwhelming.
So many people have lost their homes.
I'm Jennifer King.
While officials are dealing with wildfires in the southeast, tornadoes hit Oklahoma.
A powerful tornado in Oklahoma ripped roofs off buildings, knocked down power poles, and sent emergency crews rushing into a rural community near Vance Air Force Base.
Look at that. It's a satellite tornado. Good night.
Video provided by KWTV. KOTV shows multiple occurrences across a field.
Tornado on the ground going through the wind farm. Out here
destroying buildings in its path.
In the trees.
As debris flew through the air, the confirmed tornado moved across parts of Enid, a city of about 50,000 people. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump is sending his envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner back to Pakistan to meet with Iran's foreign minister as officials in the South Asian nation push to revive ceasefire talks. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt told Fox News the two would meet with Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi later today. The Trump administration is sanctioning a major China-based oil refinery and about 40 shipping companies. The move announced today as part of a campaign to cut off Iran's oil exports, a key revenue source. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Here's something most people don't know. When Warren Buffett was just 13 years old, he didn't put his money into a savings account. While other kids were earning next to nothing at local banks, Buffett put $114 into a little-known investment. Today, that $114 would be worth over $15 million. And it wasn't a risky trade, it wasn't insider knowledge. It was an account that's been around since 1888, and over the last 25 years, it's averaged 29% a year. That's what happens when your money is allowed to compound. Compare that to today's savings account, paying less than 0.5%, while inflation quietly eats away at your buying power. Buffett understood early, banks are great businesses, just not for savers. If you'd like to see what some investors call the 29% account, go now to ask29account.com. That's ask29account.com. ask29account.com.
A small indigenous village in Alaska wants to reclaim its status as a top spot for polar bear tourism.
Visitors flocked to Koktovik before the pandemic to see polar bears waiting for sea ice to form. Tourism in the village just off Alaska's northern coast was paused because of COVID-19, and then because of concerns that tourism impacted the community and affected bear behavior. Local leaders are now working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to address the issues and revive the industry. The aim is to ensure tourism benefits the community without causing any harm. Bob Agner reporting.
The FDA says it will offer ultra-fast review to three psychedelic drugs being studied for hard-to-treat mental health conditions, including major depression. Executive order by President Trump calls for the agency to speed up access to the mind-altering drugs. The move reflects growing popular support amongst Trump supporters, including combat veterans and followers of the Make America Healthy Again movement. Breaking news at townhall.com. Three strangers from three different countries. Here's a look at two men who stopped to help a fellow runner at this year's Boston Marathon. Correspondent Donna Warner has more on this heartfelt story.
Runner Aaron Biggs of Northern Ireland was close to the finish line at Monday's Boston Marathon when he saw fellow runner and Massachusetts native A.J. Haradas collapse about 1,000 feet from the end of the course.
I just happened to see A.J. fall. You look at the finish line, you look at time, I looked at my watch, and I looked at him again.
Biggs and another runner, Robson de Oliveira of Brazil, picked up Haradas.
I was so grateful to see Robson to come over and put his arm around him as well, and for the three of us to continue our journey and across the finish line. Three strangers, three different countries, and we'll have a story for the rest of our lives.
I'm Donna Water.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Generals, MacArthur Wainwright and the epic battle for the Philippines. He also writes a weekly column for the Free Press, and he's doing a deep dive. Each and every week he writes a column about the American Revolutionary War. And this week he's talking about the French Connection, and it was so interesting and so fascinating we wanted to have him back. Jonathan Horn, welcome back to America at Night.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let's talk about this French Connection. A lot of people forgot. Maybe they remember a little bit of it. But take us into some of this. The headline is, in 1776, a great playwright created a fictitious trading company to hide the French government's active support of the American Revolution. Do tell sounds like a juicy tale.
That's right. And it really is a juicy tale. If you can believe this, we think of France and the United States, and we think about Lafayette and about Benjamin Franklin's exciting mission to France. But before all that happened, a playwright named Beaumarchais came up with the idea. You have to excuse my French accent. It is no good while I'm telling this story. Beaumarchais, who had written The Barber of Seville, is coming up with a plan for the French government, which is still at peace with Great Britain, to provide money to the American Revolution. And what does he come up with? Well, this is a playwright. He's good at fiction. How about a fake trading house that they can use to run guns to the Americans to the tune of about $1 million?
So why did this playwright have such foresight into this, and why did he want to the French to join into this and side with the Americans?
Well, you have to go back a little bit in time to the French and Indian War. Britain and France had fought a massive war for control of the American continent. The French come up on the losing side of that war in 1763. They sign a really humiliating treaty that cost them Canada and most of their other possessions in the New World. And French foreign policy after that point basically can be summarized with one word, revenge. Revenge against Great Britain. Anything that hurts Great Britain is seen as being good for France. And what better way to get revenge than stir up a little bit of a rebellion in the American colonies? And they're thinking about this as far back as the 1760s, And in some ways, they're more attuned to the idea of a rebellion in America than the British are. And so this is a great way to cause some pain to the French enemies, the British.
I always thought, and maybe it wasn't because I wasn't paying attention enough in history in high school, that the French, it was all about the balance of power, and right? And so they didn't want the Americans and the Brits to be friendly because that would then put them in a weaker position.
That's exactly what it was, and you phrased that perfectly. Well, you have better high school teachers than I had, I think. But, yeah, that's exactly what the thought was. And in fact, Beaumarchais is making the argument that if we don't support the Americans, they're eventually going to team back up with the British because their war is going to not work out, and they'll team up and side against us. Now, that might have been a little bit far-fetched, but he's making the most persuasive argument he can to King Louis the 16th, who's a little bit hesitant about this. He's not sure if he wants to support a rebellion against a king. And, of course, some of this will come back to haunt him later on in his own life, because what is the French support for the American Revolution going to ultimately do? Well, it's going to put France in debt, and it's also going to spread ideas of liberty that are eventually going to lead to King Louis, of course, losing his head in 1793.
So how does this playwright end up doing what he's doing? Does he end up doing setting up this fake trading post?
That's exactly right. On May 2nd, 1776, King Louis signs off after his foreign minister gets assurances. So not assurances, but French foreign ministry has had spies working in London and in America for a long time. And they come to the conclusion that the Americans are serious about actually taking this revolution all the way and declaring independence. Because, of course, nobody wants to help a rebellion if the Americans and the British are planning to make up at the end and get back together. They want to know they're going to go all the way, which is one of the reasons, of course, that the Declaration of Independence come July 1776 is going to be such an important step. It tells the world that the Patriots are willing to go all the way. But even before that, the French had their intelligence. And so King Louis signs off on this plan to bankroll Beaumarchais' newest production, this fake trading house, to the tune of $1 million, and he uses that to start buying up arms and to ship those arms to America. And ultimately, it does buy a lot for the Americans. According to some estimates, 90% of the gunpowder at the Battle of Saratoga was French gunpowder. That's a major turning point in the American Revolution, 1777.
And how much is Benjamin Franklin involved in all of this, as his diplomatic mission in France is there at the time?
Well, this is the incredible part. At the time, there is no American representative in France. This is all happening before any American has really stepped foot on French soil. Benjamin Franklin doesn't show up until later. And, of course, Franklin's mission is extremely important, because he's working toward trying to get the French to actually recognize the United States officially and sign an official treaty of alliance. All this is basically previously is being done under the table, and the French are able to say, if the British, and of course the British do discover the plan, and the French respond, what guns, what trading house? We don't know what you're talking about, because they get plausible deniability.
That's interesting. So all of this is going on before America starts lobbying the French to get into the war on the side of the colonists.
That's right. This really is before the full diplomatic press is put on. And it's interesting to note that what ultimately does lead to the French recognizing the United States and signing a treaty with the United States to support them in the revolution is the Battle of Saratoga, which is the massive victory the Americans win over the British in the fall of 1777. And so that leads to the French decision to recognize the Americans. But the Americans would not have won that battle in the first place without the gunpowder, the cannons, and the muskets, and even the uniforms that the French had provided secretly through this fake trading house.
That's really interesting. So the battle that shows the world that they're serious and they can actually win this was supported by the French, long before that. That's really very interesting. Talk for a minute about Lafayette, because he's an interesting character along the way. He was an individual who just decided to cross the Atlantic and join the American Revolution?
That's right. And he's not just any individual. He's a very important, nobly blooded individual who's very close to the crown. He's of great wealth, and great symbolism is attached to him coming to the United States. But he also, as nobly blooded as he is, he also has very noble ideals. And he becomes really George Washington's closest friend, I think we can say, in the world. He's almost a surrogate son to George Washington. And of course, it's Lafayette who plays such an instrumental role in the Battle of Yorktown in pinning the British in that final position that will lead to American victory.
Does he just show up on the shore one day and knock on George Washington's door and says, "Hi, I'm here"? Did people know he was coming? It seems so bizarre that this aristocrat in France would just decide to come over and help on his own.
Right, right. Now, he did talk to an American representative. He got his papers, in a sense, in order. And some important context. By this point, Lafayette doesn't show up till a little bit later, but lots of Frenchmen are asking for commissions to fight with the Americans. And in some cases, the American representative in France at the time is just sort of signing the commissions without knowing whether George Washington and the other patriots back in America are going to approve these commissions. And the Frenchmen are sailing out hoping that the Americans are going to honor the commissions. And in some cases, Washington isn't so happy to have all these strangers showing up claiming high rank in the Continental Army. But Lafayette is an exception. He really is a man, and George Washington.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I really do think you can summarize. We want to say the French entered the American Revolution for some high purpose, perhaps. But when you really look at it, it really does come down to revenge. I mean, that really is the main thought process. Anything that's bad for England is good for France. That is in some way the best way to understand French foreign policy during this period. As you said, the balance of power.
Yeah. And then ultimately, Jonathan Horn, would you say that if the French did not enter into the war on the colonist side, the colonists could not have won the American Revolution?
That's a fascinating question. And, of course, so much of the weaponry that the Americans rely on comes from France. And, of course, it's the French Navy that makes the victory at Yorktown possible. I don't want to say anything's ever impossible in history, but certainly the colonists understood how important this alliance with France was. And to be honest, it's one of the reasons they are moving toward a declaration of independence in the same breath that they used to propose a motion to declare America independent of Britain. The next part of it is the right to go out and seek alliances.
Jonathan Horn, a great historian, former Bush speechwriter, writes a column in the Free Press about the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution. It's must reading, as well as his book, The Fate of the Generals, MacArthur, Wainwright, and the Epic Battle of the Philippines. Jonathan, thanks for joining us on a Friday night. Keep your phone on. We'll check back in a couple weeks for another installment. Have yourself a great weekend. Thanks, sir.
Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. Jonathan Horn with us from the Free Press. America at Night, back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Hey, did you hear that members of Donald Trump's administration want the Pro Football Hall of Fame to induct Theodore Roosevelt into the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Yeah. According to the New York Post, they say that pointing to his 1905-1906 intervention when the sport relied on the flying wedge, where the players were allowed to be dragged, pushed, and even tackled below the waist in ways that produced gruesome injuries. If they do not change the flying wedge, they do not have pro football as we know it. So Theodore Roosevelt apparently was the one who banned the flying wedge, and so they want Theodore Roosevelt to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I would actually concur. That's actually not that bad of an idea. All right. Oh, by the way, we should also mention that Jonathan Horn, in his column in the Free Press, gives a shout-out to a guest we had earlier this week. He says that Craig Fairman, the author of This Vast Enterprise about the Lewis and Clark Expedition, is a wonderful read. In fact, he calls out the Wall Street Journal, who called the book immensely engaging. We should mention that I just checked on the break. It is now number one on Amazon. The book was This Vast Enterprise, and it is a deeper dive into the Lewis and Clark Expedition. We had him on earlier in the week. And if you'd like to hear that interview or any of the interviews we do, the podcast is always available. We sprinkle a little pixie dust on the show, and we turn it magically into a podcast, and that lives where all fine podcasts are. And all you have to do is go to any one of the podcast platforms and search America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven. You sign up for it. It's free. It's very simple. You click the button, and the magic of the internet will then download that podcast each and every day to your phone. It's as simple as that. And then you can go back and re-listen. You can go back to listen again. You can listen for the first time. Maybe one of the shows is preempted in your local market. It's a great way to keep abreast of the show and all of our wonderful guests. Theo Lewis Clark, Hollywood exec for a day. Straight ahead, America at Night, back in a moment.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Cool April Night's official Biggest Show and Shine is Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. The heart of Cool April Night's returns to the Reading Civic Auditorium Saturday, April 25th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 2,000 classic vehicles, high-energy entertainment, and activities for all ages. Get your tickets to the Big Show and Shine in advance for only $8 at any UPS store and Napa Auto Parts store. Cool April Night's official Big Show and Shine, Saturday, April 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Reading Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit readingheatingair.com. Old fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
And it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call TermBusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
we can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Grab your popcorn. It's time to play Hollywood Exec for a Day on America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
That is right. Just like the lady said, it's time for Hollywood Exec for a Day. Here are the rules for those who are just joining us for the first time. Theo Lewis Clark is our entertainment guru. Theo Lewis Clark, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Theo, are you there? We're getting Theo on the line.
President accounted for every Friday.
All right, there we go. Theo Lewis Clark. Okay, look, here's the game, and here's how you play. Theo Lewis Clark has devised three Hollywood movies. Two of them have been greenlit by actual Hollywood executives. One of them has come from his creative mind. We have to determine which is the fake movie and which two are the real movies. And then, of course, you at home can play along at home. You can text your answer to 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729, and play along at home. You text 1 if you think it's the first one, text 2 if you think it's the second one, or 3 if you think it's the third one. And then in just a few moments, we will all guess, and he will reveal the winner, and all will be known. Good evening, Theo Lewis Clark.
Yes, and I'm also going to do a deep dive into a movie that you love, too. So let's do it. Number one, a master tailor from an exclusive haberdashery uses special sewing machines that implant mind-controlling microchips in the custom clothing, making the men who wear them do all manner of things upon his whim. So this master tailor is controlled by them. Or a farmhand on a huge estate plots with the rebellious son of the owner of the said estate by faking his kidnapping and demanding a huge ransom. Or is it number three? A gooey, delicious substance begins oozing from the earth's surface, taking over the minds of all who ingest it, making them zombies who just want more of it. So it's the master tailor, it's the farmhand, or is it the zombie gooey delicious situation? Talk to me, folks.
All right, there you go. That's it. Is it one, the master tailor with the sewing machine that sews
microchips
into your brain to control you? Is it a
not into their brain, into the clothing.
Oh, in the clothing.
Tailor can,
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
can do what he needs them to do.
I was going to say brain. That would be a dead giveaway.
Right. The
farmhand and the owner with the fake kidnapping, or the ooze coming out of the earth that once you eat it, you become a zombie.
Right. Who is the hi-hat just now? Was that Richard? Good job, Richard. I heard the hi-hat.
All right.
Way to go, bro.
All right. What's our deep dive movie tonight?
Oh, we're going to do Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. Yeah, one of the great ones of all time. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Ray Liotta, 1991. So my son was only 1 year old. He's 36 now. So anyway, so Ray Liotta, number one, I got four good points. Number one, Ray Liotta kept a real cigarette burning even during long takes just to maintain the continuity, sometimes smoking dozens of cigarettes in a single scene.
That's probably why he died when he was 15 years old.
Part of it. But he would smoke 30, 40, 60 cigarettes. He just wanted to keep them lit and keep smoking them, take after take. Okay, number two. You know the famous Joe Pesci scene when he goes, "Oh, I'm funny? I'm funny how? Funny ha-ha? Funny I like to look..." Well, it was improvised from a real-life incident that he actually experienced working in a restaurant himself.
they kept the camera going. And I don't know if they told Ray Liotta, Ray Liotta just sort of played along with it as well. One of the great scenes of all time.
He improvised it. Everybody was like, what is Joe doing? And as a matter of fact, Joe Pesci won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in that one. He won the Oscar. Yeah.
That was a heck of a scene, and that was a heck of a movie. Yeah. Okay. What else you got?
Check this one out. De Niro spent thousands of dollars of his own money to make sure his character was particularly flashy. He got in the wardrobe, he saw the clothes, and he's like, this guy's got to be a lot of flashier than that. They're like, De Niro, that's not in the budget. He goes, I'm a millionaire. I'll buy the clothes. He bought his own clothing just to be flashy as he needed to be for that character. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
And then here's the last one. The real Henry Hill, Ray Liotta's character, he was on set coaching actors on the smallest of details about gangsters, like how gangsters would eat, how they would hold and fold their money. Like, every detail, the director wanted it, and Henry Hill was paid thousands of dollars for a consultancy. So,
You know, I interviewed Henry Hill.
Oh, on your show in St. Louis.
Yeah, years later, oddly enough, when he went into witness protection, in Omaha, Nebraska, which is where I got my start in radio, which was in Omaha, Nebraska. And I believe his daughter was like a state champion in tennis. She was a very good tennis player and played through the ranks in the junior tennis leagues. And so he was fairly well known in Omaha, and he kind of stuck out like a sore thumb, this New York mobster. Going to these tennis matches in, you know, country clubs where, you know, he sort of stuck out like a sore thumb. And years later, when I interviewed him, he was out promoting a cookbook, like an Italian cookbook. And it was a money grab for the guy, but of course I wanted to interview him because he was Henry Hill. And I remember this quite well. When he first came on the show, he was very, very magnanimous and very, very accommodating. And he first, when I brought him on the show, it was a playoff game and the Cardinals were playing the Braves and he wanted to know who he should bet on. And he was going to take my advice. And I said, with all due respect, sir, I'm not going to give you any advice on gambling because if I'm wrong, I'm afraid I won't be able to come to work tomorrow because you're going to break my legs. And so we had an interesting conversation. Yeah, it was really, I don't know if I ever kept that tape, but it was an interesting conversation. I kept the cookbook for what it's worth.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Goodfellas, one of the great movies of all time. All right, Theo Lewis Clark, Hollywood exec for a day. By the way, if you think it's 1, 2, or 3, text 1, 2, or 3 to 1-844-262-4729. That's 1-844-262-4729. Let's go over it again, Theo. What are our three choices?
And speaking of the texting, the audience has been winning lately. I think the audience is 2 in a row. So
yeah, okay, the audience is
number one.
Is on to you.
The audience is on to me. That's okay. We'll do it. A master tailor from an exclusive haberdashery uses special sewing machines that implant mind-controlling microchips in the custom clothing, making the men who wear them do all manner of things. So the tailor's like controlling these dudes through the microchips in the clothes. Or is it number two? A farmhand on a huge estate. He plots with the rebellious son of the owner of the said estate by faking his kidnapping and demanding a ransom. So they're going to run off together and keep the cash. Or is it number three, a gooey, delicious substance begins oozing from the earth's surface, taking over the mind of all who ingest it, making them zombies who just want more of the substance.
All right, One, two,
so
or
guys
three.
You guys have no idea. You guys have no idea.
Audience, text your calls or text your answer to 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. We'll start with you, Richard. What do you think?
I'm going to go with the zombies with the gooey substance.
Oh, the zombies eating the goo out of the earth, turning them into zombies.
Let me make a statement. Richard won last week. So, okay Richard, we're going to see what's going on with you, see if you can get a roll.
Richard has number three. All right, Alex, what do you think?
This week, I think number three is just crazy enough to work. So I'm same with number one. So I'm actually going to pick number two.
Interesting. The farmhand and the owner ganging up for a fake kidnapping. Quite interesting. You know, that's interesting. So Alex says number two. You know, I was going to there's all zombie maids have all zombie movies have been made. So I'm going to say number three is definitely a movie.
That's what you always say.
Yeah. Zombies and vampire movies. There is no more.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
My dog barking. I hope you don't hear my dog barking.
We do not hear your dogs barking. Your feet are tired, huh? All right.
I have one dog.
Oh, I little. Thought you meant your dogs
chihuahua.
Were barking.
No, he's a half chihuahua, half papillon. He's called a papiwawa, and he's out there going crazy because somebody shut their car door.
All right, let's get to it. What do we got?
Let's do it. All right. Number two, that's Alex. A farmhand on a huge estate plots with the rebellious son of the owner of the said estate by faking his kidnapping and demanding a ransom. It's about time you lost, Alex. You're lost. That's a movie called Happy as Lazaro. It's an Italian film in 2018, Happy as a Lazaro. So good, Alex. I'm glad you lost finally. I'm sorry. Okay, number three, Richard. And the audience, or McGraw by himself. So number three, a gooey delicious substance begins oozing from the earth's surface, taking over the minds of all who ingest it, making it the zombies who just want more. Richard and the audience are wrong. That's a movie called The Stuff. And it's
the
1985,
stuff?
The Stuff. Paul Sorvino, you know Paul Sorvino.
Yeah, he was in
Goodfellas.
He was in Goodfellas. Yeah, yeah.
Guess who else was in it?
Who?
Garrett Morris, the first brother from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, hey, Garrett man. Morris. Sure. Yeah.
Shout out to Garrett Morris and Paul Sorvino, which means McGraw finally wins after 6 weeks. Eddie wins alone. A master tailor from an exclusive haberdashery. Uses special sewing machines that implant mind-controlling microchips in the custom clothing, making those men who wear them do all manner of things. That's on Theo's World, and it's called TaylorMade.
TaylorMade.
You knew your friend was smart enough to come up with that cool movie.
By the way, I love the word haberdasher.
I was going to throw you off. I thought you would think... doesn't know the word haberdashery. I got a great vernacular. I had a huge, huge vocabulary. So any movie could be right for me. I was going to throw you off with that word.
insane.
All I know is I love to say the word haberdasher. When I go to the store when I go to a baseball cap store, I call it a haberdasher. People look at me like I'm crazy. That's a haberdasher.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm going to shout out to HWO, the hardest working man in Oberlin, Missouri. He listens to your show every night, not just on Fridays, every night.
All right. He's the one. Theo Lewis-Clark, good stuff as always. Have yourself a good weekend. We'll check in with you next week.
Oh, for sure. Richard, Alex, always a pleasure.
There you go. That's how you play Hollywood Exec for a Day. Three movies, one is fake, the two are real, and you have to determine which is real and which is fake. We thank you for playing along at home, the audience. The audience has been pretty good the last couple of weeks. I, however, announce my presence with authority. Stay right there. America at Night, back in a moment.
Live from coast to coast, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pagel, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Lexercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
America at Night is also a podcast. You can now listen to your favorite episodes wherever podcasts can be found.
Hey, if you think gas prices are through the roof, you haven't checked jet fuel prices. They've soared more than 70% since the start of the war. That according to the Platts Jet Fuel Price Index. It's so bad that billions of dollars will be spent extra on fuel this year. One of the reasons why Spirit Airlines has already declared bankruptcy and they're asking the government for a bailout. Jet fuel is probably the largest operating cost for the airlines. There are people who are calling this, they're also saying that regardless of even when this war ends, it will take months for fuel prices and airline prices to stabilize. In fact, was it the head of United Airlines said earlier this week that he is expecting to put a surcharge prices of airline tickets up to 20%, a 20% surcharge just for jet fuel? They're saying that domestic and international travel, the prices for those airline tickets will continue to climb. And already they're starting to see airlines starting to cut capacity and to cut routes and to cut flights because it is just too expensive. And so they're charging more for bags. They're tacking on extra charges for fuel. Some are even canceling flights. So if you're expecting a cheap flight to the Caribbean this summer, or maybe you're planning on going to Europe, be planning on spending an extra money on the flight over there due to the increase in jet fuel due to what's going on in the Middle East. Hey, our thanks to Jonathan Horn, historian from the Free Press, also a former Bush speechwriter, Theo Lewis Clark. Next hour, stay right there. It's going to be Open Phones, where we take all callers. Thanks for staying up late with us on a Friday night. We know you have many options, and we're thrilled that you're here. Don't forget, we turn this show into a podcast. Each and every show gets turned into a podcast. So if you miss one, or you happen to fall asleep in the middle of a show, or it's preempted for whatever reason on your local station, all you have to do is download the podcast. Go where all podcasts are found. Search America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven. America at Night works. That'll pop up. Hit the follow button, and they'll send it right to your device. If you want to follow us each and every night, Alex sends out a rundown of the show guests. You can do that by texting your phone number to 1-844-262-4729. Alex will send you a link, and you can sign up. Stay right there. Open phones. Our executive director is aforementioned Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm Ron Milhaven, and this
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine it with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is sending his top envoys back to Pakistan to meet with Iran's foreign minister later today. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
We've certainly seen some progress from the Iranian side in the last couple of days.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the president is dispatching Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner in a bid to revive ceasefire talks.
We hope progress will be made, and we hope that positive developments will come from this meeting.
Levitt says Vice President Vance will not travel to Pakistan, but he, Secretary of State Rubio, and the president's national security team are on standby to travel there if needed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wildfires continue to burn out of control in southeast Georgia and northeast Florida. More than 100 homes in Georgia and one fire reported destroyed. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says the Highway 82 fire in Brantley County and the Pineland Road fire in Clinch County are unprecedented.
We looked at all the records going back historically with the state. We believe that these two fires have created the most lost homes ever in the history of our state. So being the number one and two ranked fires in the country, also the most homes lost ever in a Georgia fire, really shows you just how bad these two fires are.
Meanwhile, in mid, the wind west, a powerful storm churned up multiple tornadoes that barreled through Oklahoma, damaging at least 40 homes and sending emergency crews door-to-door in a hard-hit neighborhood. The most extensive damage was in the rural town of Enid in Garfield County Thursday night, where some homes were reduced to rubble. The Justice Department adopting a firing squad as a permitted method of execution as the Trump administration moves to ramp up and expedite capital punishment cases. The Justice Department also reauthorizing the use of single drug lethal injections with pentobarbital that were used to carry out 13 executions earlier. News at townhall.com.
Advantage Gold, America's number one precious metals company, is sounding the alarm that a storm is coming and that now is the time to diversify your portfolio before it's too late. That's why we're offering an emergency gold and silver protection kit valued at $49, absolutely free for anyone who calls today at 800-900-8000. This kit includes critical information for investors with a retirement account seeking to own physical gold and silver but want to do it tax and penalty free. Advantage Gold has helped helped investors protect and secure their wealth with physical gold and silver since 2014. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and we'll rush your emergency gold and silver kit plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. See how gold and silver can help you protect and secure your wealth with the help of Advantage Gold. Results vary. Consult your tax advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
A U.S. soldier has been charged with using classified intel to win $400,000 polymarket bet.
Federal prosecutors allege a U.S. Special Forces soldier involved in the planning and execution of the military operation to capture Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro used that knowledge to win more than $400,000 in an online betting market. The indictment says the soldier was promoted to the rank of Master Sergeant in 2023, the second highest enlisted rank in the Army. He's been charged with unlawful use of confidential government information for personal gain, theft of non-public government information, commodities fraud, wire fraud, and making an unlawful monetary transaction. He could face years in prison. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Trump administration sanctioning a major China-based oil refinery, the move announced Friday as part of a campaign to cut off Iran's oil exports. More breaking news at townhall.com. Tech stocks give the markets a record boost on Friday.
Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street with a lot of help from Intel, while crude oil prices kept bouncing around as investors wait for what's next in the war with Iran. The S&P 500 climbed 0.8% Friday. The Dow slipped 79 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 1.6%. Intel soared more than 23% after reporting gangbuster profits. Intel said it was seeing strong demand for its chips because of AI applications. Crude oil prices swung up and down throughout the day before ending little change. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Justice Department has ended its investigation into Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, clearing a major roadblock to the confirmation of Kevin Warsh as his successor. U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Jeanine Pirro said on X Friday her office was ending its probe. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bandino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is my favorite part. All right, it's Friday night, and it's open phones. We've reached the end. Thanks for staying up late. Open phones. Don't get out of here until we talk to you. You've been listening all week long. Thoughts, comments. You want to go rogue, go off the chart? What are we talking about earlier? What are we talking about? What haven't we touched on that you saw in the news? You might have a question that you want to ask me. You might even have a dilemma in which you need me to solve. Maybe it's a family problem. Maybe it's some decision you have to make and you just can't figure it out, and better to call me up and I'll be another set of eyes and ears for you. You know when people say that they can't solve their own problems, but they can solve everybody else's problems? Think of that as me. I can't solve my own problems, but I can certainly solve your problems. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. I am going to make a prediction, if you will. Here is my prediction. We don't have to go very long or very far to see if this prediction is right. We'll know by Monday night, and you can tell me whether how right or how wrong I am. So it was announced earlier this week that it's the White House Correspondents' Dinner come Saturday night. And it was announced that Donald Trump is going to go and speak at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Now, this has been an interesting, and dare I say, I've never been and never been invited. But I have watched it on TV. And dare I say, it's actually kind of enjoyable. It was a time where the White House Correspondents Association got together. They raised money for journalistic scholarships. And the people involved, I know some of the people involved, and they're very, very passionate about this, right? Teaching the next generation about journalism and freedom of the press and all these types of things. And they go to the ends of the earth to get these scholarships and then give these scholarships to the next generation of journalists. And they have this night, and they raise money, and they invite usually a comedian, and the comedian gets up on stage and, kind of a semi-roast, kind of a semi-bit, and there have been some great ones. Don Imus went after the Clintons pretty bad. Stephen Colbert was there. Who were some of the other ones who was there? I think Jon Stewart was there once. I think there's been a whole bunch of comedians who've come and performed. Cecily Strong of Saturday Night Live, she did it one year. Well, this year they're having a mentalist, Oz Perlman, who's actually really good, but he's a mentalist instead of a comedian. Now, I guess we can sort of speculate as to why they're having this non-comedian on. But Donald Trump said he is going to come and speak. Now, he has boycotted. Every year the president comes, sits at the dais, takes his hits from the comedians, and then it's sort of like a tongue-in-cheek night, and then the president gets up, tells a couple of jokes, makes a couple of digs at some of the journalists, and it's all in fun. And for one night, everybody's on the same page, and then they go back to, the confrontation between the White House press and the White House. Well, this year, President Trump has decided he's going to go. So here's my prediction. My prediction is that this is going to be a thing. Something's going to happen. I don't mean like security-wise. I mean like, there's going to be an incident. Someone's going to walk out. President Trump's going to say something. Somebody else is going to say something. Somebody else is going to do something. There's going to be something. And it's going to make, it's something's going to happen that has never happened before, which is the president's going to go off the rails and go too far. The journalists in the room are going to go and walk out or stand up or boo or hiss or heckle or this thing Saturday night is a recipe for disaster, because Donald Trump, while he criticizes the media and goes after the media and is somewhat boorish in his behavior, oftentimes towards female journalists, he also has a strange relationship with them. He loves the media. He loves the New York. He hates them, but he loves them. And when he wants to talk to the media, he calls in the New York Times into the Oval Office. When he wants to talk to the media, he talks to Jonathan. When Jonathan Carl from ABC News calls him, he picks up the phone. He loves the media. He gets oxygen from the media. Every time there's a gaggle of reporters, he runs to the gaggle of reporters and plays with them. And one of his greatest strengths is that he doesn't shy away from the media, personally. He might berate them and belittle them, but at the same time, he's using them to get his word out. And I have, as a PR, as an unofficial PR director, when other presidents don't talk to the press, it's fill all the ink and all the airwaves and all the newspapers is filled up with the detractors. But since Donald Trump is a walking enigma, he talks constantly. And so nobody else is able to fill any of the airways except for what Donald Trump says. Part of his genius is that the man just won't shut up. And he keeps talking. And the more bombastic he is, the better. Because he'll say one bombastic thing, you can't even catch your breath, and he said four more other bombastic things. And so the media has never been able to understand how to cover Donald Trump. And this White House correspondent dinner Saturday night, my prediction, something somewhere is going to break. Something somewhere. The norms are off. There are no more norms. And whether he goes too far or they go too far, we'll just have to wait and see. But I have a feeling this is going to be a recipe for disaster come Saturday night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. All right. Here are the phone numbers. 1-844-42-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Those are the phone numbers. Call or text. We got texts coming in. We got phone calls coming in. We got a line open for you right now. Hang tight. We'll get to those phone calls. We'll get to those texts. It's Friday night, America at Night. Thanks for staying up late. Tell me what you're doing. Tell me where you are. Let's have a little fun tonight. America at Night, back in a moment.
Join the conversation. Call 844-2-McGraw. America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No...
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Join the conversation. Call 844-2-McGraw. America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
Hey, yeah, you betcha. Text or call. Those texts are coming in. We'll get to them here in a second. 1-844-2-McGraw. 1-844-262-4729. Pinky in upstate New York. Welcome to America at Night.
Hey, McGraw. I'm going to bore you with something.
No, you're not.
I'm a retired child abuse counselor.
Okay.
I did it for over 30 years. Around here, young counselors are not being trained very well. So I was called out on a case a few hours up the line. I got to this place. Little tiny child was being abused. Now, the good part, before I tell you the story, the little one is never going to the abuser again, and we have a couple who are going to adopt him.
Good news.
That jerk
Great
will
story.
Never... So I went to this place. The guy went berserk, threw me across a yard.
Wait a minute. Did this happen recently?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And I landed on a cement block and fractured my ribs. And then he came back, hit me in the mouth, and knocked out a couple of my front teeth. Because I am retired and not official, some authorities came, the coolest people in the world, and the one guy said, we're going to take him away. He's never going to touch the child. He said, do you have any requests? I said, I'll tell you what, just do me a favor. I said, when you put him in a holding cell, I said, just put him in with a horny guy named Bubba.
Okay?
The cop looked at me and he said, you got it. So,
Pinky.
That was
Pinky.
Terrible, wasn't it?
Look, Pinky, I'll tell you what. There is a special place in heaven for people like you for what you do every single day for those children. We do not protect our children in this country. We say we do.
You know, we don't. You're right.
But you know what? You look at the history of child abuse in this country. Whether it's the Catholic Church, it's the Baptists, mm-hmm. it's the, yep. the gymnastics, the,
yeah, you're right.
The Boy Scouts. You look yeah. at every single organization that has been there for children, and they have constant,
right.
Penn State, Ohio State,
yep.
Wrestlers, Michigan State with the gymnasts, and
yep.
every time you look around, and you see these organizations that were set up to help children, and when the children were in need, they looked the other way. And there was nobody knew anything. In the Boy Scouts or the Catholic Church or the...
So outrageous.
It is just absolutely heartbreaking. And...
You know what? I don't keep my mouth shut anymore.
Yeah,
and
no.
And if I suspect anything, I go to authorities and I say, you get it together or I'm going to put your lack of response in a newspaper article. How would you like that?
Yeah, heartbreaking. So, Pinky, I'll tell you what, there is a special place in heaven for you. Thanks for checking in, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
You got it. There's a story that broke just while we were on the break. It's kind of an interesting radio story. XM Sirius, or Sirius XM, the satellite radio, apparently, according to the New York Times, is in early stage discussions to acquire iHeartMedia, which is the old Clear Channel Media. It's a deal that would create an audio giant and a foothold in both traditional and satellite radio. Podcasts, two people familiar with the discussions, said today. According to this New York Times story, should a deal come to be, it would be the culmination of years of speculation. The talks are still in the early stages, may not result in a deal, people said, requesting anonymity because the conversations are confidential. Bloomberg News reported that it's early in the discussions. No word on the price, but iHeart says it owns more than 860 radio stations across the U.S. Sirius XM has about 33 million subscribers as of last year. Their subscriber base is on the rebound after a number of years of losing subscription advertisers and such, that would be an interesting play. Audio's having its moment. Say what you want about radio, but it's podcasting, right? We always talk about podcasting. Oh my goodness, podcasting is the greatest thing in the world. Well, what is podcasting, right? The Kelsey brothers have a podcast. No, they don't. They have a talk show. The Kelsey brothers have a talk show. It just so happens that it's not on a radio. Very easily could be on a radio if somebody were to put it on a radio, but they do it on a podcast. It's like just a radio show. That's all. That doesn't take phone calls. So I don't know what they're talking about when it comes to podcasting. I'm not trying to be snarky. I just don't understand why they call it a podcast. It's a talk show. They just record it, and then it's a place where you can go and get it. So podcast is hip. Talk show is not so hip. But this XM Sirius merger with iHeart, that would be an interesting development. I would also expect in the Trump administration more mergers to happen. I think this is just the beginning of the iceberg as you start to hear some of these other mergers. And I think, right, usually during a Republican administration's mergers are much more possible because of the regulatory hands-off philosophy of Republicans, more or less. Money's not as cheap as it used to be, so that might be somewhat of a barrier to some of these big merger deals. But, I mean, we've already got, right, the CBS merger and the Paramount and the Warner Brothers merger and all those things going on, massive amounts of money. But the prices and the interest rates being what they are, money is a lot more expensive than it has been in the past. Let me do this. Scott and Tony, I would take your phone calls. However, we really only have a minute or two to the bottom of the hour. So if you hang on to the break, I'll take you on the other side. From the text line, I love those astrophysicists on your show. They have such a passion, and they even got me to go buy a telescope and give it to the kids. I don't even know what they might find, but I feel like they might reach for the stars. Yeah, good idea. Here's Amanda in Pell City, Alabama. I appreciate your show. I'm still tuning in through Talk 99.5. Love your show, and we appreciate you, and thank you for what you do. Amanda, thank you. It's very nice. Here's another one. Doug in Sheboygan. It's amazing the names of the people who have been on radio in St. Louis. The Bucks, the Careys, Gary Bender, Bob Costas, Bob Carpenter, Mike Shannon. Shoot, don't forget about, I just talked to him the other day. Dan Dierdorf is in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. There's a couple of others. Who took over for Art Bell? Oh my goodness, I forget his name now. You know, the guy who took over for Art Bell. Richard, help me out. Alex, help me out. Who am I talking about? George Norrie. Thank you very much. George Norrie's from St. Louis. McGraw Millhaven from St. Louis. You've got quite a bit of radio history coming out of St. Louis. There's no question about it. And then this one, Nathan from Utah. What is your favorite conspiracy theory? Interesting. Very interesting. What is my favorite conspiracy theory? We'll come back and talk about that. Phone calls, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. America at Night, give us a call. Back in a moment.
Coming to you.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
I lost count of how many foster homes I lived in. 20, maybe more. Each time, a new family, a new room, but never a space that felt like mine.
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a permanent home.
Now I have my own room and decorated it myself. And just like my family, it's mine to keep.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
What's on your mind? Call 844-2-McGraw and be a part of America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
All right, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Scott in St. Louis, thanks for joining us. You are on America at Night.
Yeah, so, Janine Pirro, she dropped the probe into the Federal Reserve, or Jerome Powell.
Yes.
So, Would you consider that to be Trump caving?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Well, hold on a second. I mean, look, he doesn't like Jerome Powell. I think he's made that quite obvious.
Right.
And Tom Tillis has said, I ain't voting for anybody else until you drop these absurd charges.
Right.
And so you can't get rid of Jerome Powell unless you drop the charges. And it didn't look like Tom Tillis was going to cave anytime soon. So
right.
You had to drop the charges to get Tom Tillis to vote for the new guy. So Jerome Powell was going to stay in there for as long as these charges were up against Chairman Powell. So the only thing they could do was to get rid of Chairman Powell was to actually drop the charges. Now, here's the thing that doesn't make any sense to me. And this is why people pull their hair out over Donald Trump. Okay, I get it. You didn't like Chairman Powell, even though you nominated him originally. Okay, you don't like the guy. His term is up May 15th. Why trump up these charges to Chairman Powell when you weren't going to fire him? It's just sort of turning the knife on the guy. Why would you do that? You just look bad, and you undermine your own credibility, and the guy's gonna survive his term anyway. So there's just a whole lot of angst for nothing. But Trump loves chaos, and that's what he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, one difference between the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center, I think, is that the ADL was somewhat critical of Antifa, because
Antifa
believes in violence.
Antifa,
and,
is that true? Antifa believes in violence?
Well, yeah, they say for self-defense, but they all say that.
Yeah,
I don't.
Antifa is sort of like
the Proud Boys say that.
Well,
they say it's self-defense.
Well, yeah, I mean, but Antifa is a loosely organized sort
it's
of name loose. Only. What? What? It's not?
No, who's I don't the, think so. I mean,
who's the head of Antifa?
Well. There is some
do
guy.
Have, do they
that.
Have meetings? Do they have meetings? Do they have a newsletter? Do they have, you know, do they have
I don't know.
Some type
well,
of hierarchy? Do they have a, I don't know. What are they?
I mean, I argue with people on X that claim to be Antifa, and they support violence. You know, they say it's self-defense, but, you know, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. And the ADL was critical of that. I mean, they say, yeah, they're loosely, it's a, you know, I mean, terrorist organizations are loosely knit together also.
Right, but terrorist so, organizations have a hierarchy, right? I mean, they have like a leader and they have underlings and they have underbosses. The mafia is sort of, right, they have a boss, they have an underboss, they have capos. Antifa, I'm not necessarily saying I'm like Antifa, I'm just saying, I think, I haven't done a deep dive on this, but I think it's more or less of a loosely based individual or just small groups of people claiming to be Antifa and go and, you know, be rowdy in protests and cause trouble.
And riot, destroy property.
Yeah, or whatever else, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they just, you know, it could be a rogue idiot going in and claim, you know, screaming Antifa. And, you know, looting a store. I mean, is that really a group or an organization? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, the ADL is somewhat is critical of Antifa.
Okay.
And I don't know about the Southern Poverty Law Center. I looked for something. I Googled, you know, to see if they, you know, and I found something. They say, well, Antifa is not a... racist organization. I don't know. You know.
All right.
I
well,
mean,
hold on. Okay, Scott. Here's what we're gonna do. I'm going to invoke Article 17 on you in the in the America at Night rulebook. From now on, when you call up, you can talk about because you're right. You can talk about something that has to do with the gloom and doom and whatever else, but. But you also have to bring up something that has nothing to do with politics.
Right, right.
Or, it's either that, or I'm going to ban you from calling in.
Oh, boy. Okay. So you can ban me if you want.
I don't want to ban you. I don't like ban you. But you have to, you got to bring more
myself,
to the table.
Man.
You got to
be myself.
No. I'm not, yes, but what I'm telling you is you need to expand. You need to grow. You need to
talk. I don't know. You told me that, and I tried to, and I just couldn't think of anything.
Well, you're gonna have to. You're gonna have to bring something else to the table because I can't do this. Life is too short.
Right. Right?
There's other things. You're in a death spiral.
Okay. Here's something.
Yes.
I like that story that Tony brought up about the young hockey player who. He said, you know, give me the full punishment, even though his mom tried to shorten the punishment.
He brought that up 3 months ago.
Yeah, well, I remember it. And, you know, he said it showed character.
Yeah.
You
well,
know,
it's a start.
Where is that character in the White House?
Okay. No, I didn't say bring something up to sort of boomerang it back to politics. No, I need you to bring up something completely separate. Yes, completely separate. Do you have any other interests? Any other hobbies? Do you have any children? Do you have a wife? Do you have a hobby? Do you mow the yard at night? What? Give me something.
No.
What else do you do besides sit in front of the boob tube and yell at?
Well, I deliver Chinese food for a living.
You're from a local restaurant?
Yeah. Yeah, I work for a Chinese restaurant and deliver Chinese food.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe something interesting happens at work.
Through DoorDash too.
Yeah, what's your go-to meal at a Chinese restaurant?
Well, I like chicken hot garlic. I mean, you know. Right.
I'm a Mugu Gaipan fan myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Scott.
Yeah.
Scott, get off the front page. There's more to life. There is more to life, my friend. Thanks for checking in, Scott. I got to go.
Right,
thanks, buddy. Let's try Tony in Montreal, who got a shout-out from Scott. Tony, you're on America at Night.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. That was very nice of you, and I'm happy that that story resonated. And
Great story.
I think, it's a true story, and the best stories are the true stories. And actually, what I asked when asked today that is, what do you want to talk about? I said I want to talk about threads and weaving threads and telling stories, because another one of your callers said, I don't know how Tony went from COVID to
the Rosenbergs party
back to the Rosenbergs and then back home to what makes America happy. But how about this, Scott? Why don't you read Great Expectations? I think that would be a good start for you. And I would think that you should hit the hill in St. Louis and find the best Italian restaurant. Go to Joe Garagiola's brothers and have the gnocchi or the fried ravioli that the host of this show loves and I also love. And if you really want to know what McGraw is talking about, tonight what I was doing is I was sitting in my favorite Italian bar down in St. Leonard, which is like the hill in St. Louis, and having just a regular meal, a sandwich and a coffee, and then watching the Canadians win in overtime because I love hockey and I love it. I almost ended up in St. Louis and playing for the Billikens and Bill Selman when he was coaching back then. And it would have been a great thing. Maybe it's a turnaround that I'm coming back to St. Louis with McGraw. But, you know, like you said, I could focus on a lot of stuff. But when it comes Sunday or Saturday, I usually speak to one of a great host of a trivia show down in Vermont, Bruce Newberry, and I love listening to him. Starts at 9 in the morning, ends at 3 o'clock. I'm washing my car, doing different things, chopping wood, whatever, talking to my son about hunting. My son is down. Here's another hobby. Try wild turkey hunting. That's pretty good stuff. You know, like tonight, my son is out by the border of New Hampshire, and he's trying to shoot some wild turkey. He said he's going to bring a couple home for us to make.
You know, it's so interesting you say that, because spring turkey hunting just got started here in Missouri.
I think it must be a thing, biological thing for the areas of North America. But, you know, these wild turkeys are amazing. They're also in Maine, by the way. When I go through Maine, I might have to be worried because they look like the size of cannonballs coming at you. They're huge, and they like to fly up in the air, and they're very, very aggressive little guys.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue Feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
People that are hunters, I know there's a lot of hunters from Tennessee and all over your country and Maine and all over, but, you know, when we hunt for food and we bring it home. We don't hunt for trophies.
Tony, I will say this about hunters. Hunters are the most environmentally friendly people I have ever met.
They are, sir, and I'll tell you another thing. When my son hunts, he hunts bear, he eats the bear. When he hunts moose, he eats the moose. When he hunts the deer, he brings it home, and I take it with him, and we take out the innards, and then we take it to a butcher that does that type of, butchery, and we wait for the steaks. And I'll tell you one thing, if anyone's listening, try having that kind of stuff. It'll taste something a little different than what you usually get in your supermarkets. But, you know, let's bring it back to Scott, because I think what you're saying truthfully is that your perspective on America at Night is that America is great. And I agree with you. America is great because the people of America are great. The stories about America are great. People like Antifa that are unhappy with America can always leave. The people that are unhappy with the government, why don't you get involved with the government, and why don't you become part of the government, or why don't you get involved with benevolent stuff? I also get involved with benevolent stuff. I coach soccer, I coach baseball, I coach hockey, and both girl and boys, and had great times with my kids. And you know, McGraw, the whole point of this story and the whole point of your show is community. Because you're weaving a thread of stories that are connected across the entire North American plane. And we are one unit of people, North Americans, Canadians and Americans and Mexicans. We're all part of the same culture. We all live together and we all do well together. Hard sometimes because, you know, you want the Republicans to win. Sometimes you want the Democrats to win. But as I said yesterday, you know, in that story about the Rosenbergs, you know, governments seem to act one way. Last thing I want to say about the lawyers.
Real quick, because I'm short on time.
What he was saying is that there's no perfection in any profession. And there's, when Trump said he wanted to get rid of that particular Mr. Powell, I agree 1,000% with you tonight that it would have been a lot easier for the term to expire and to let him go, because that smart lawyer, Pirro, said, you know what, if you continue doing what you're doing, he's going to stay in his position for another 5 years or 10 years. So
yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
The lawyer in this case, Pirro, made the right call. And you know what? She convinced a very tough nugget to listen to her. And that says a lot about
Well, we don't know what happened. I think she's taken her orders from Trump. I think Trump said, take it down. I'm not so sure.
You got to look at it this way, McGraw. Like, if you were my client, I would try to, you know, disincentivize you from speaking to defend yourself.
All right, fair enough. I got to go, Tony. Thanks for the phone call. I want to get to Grace real quick. Grace in Eugene, Oregon. Grace, go ahead. Welcome to America at Night.
McGraw, I'm actually calling just with a quick thing. You're regular caller, Tony, I think he's talking about the wild turkeys.
Yes.
And apparently there's a hunting season.
Yes.
Well, in Oregon here, my property is overwhelmed with them, and we're not allowed to,
You're not allowed to hunt wild turkey on your own property in Oregon?
Yeah, they're a protected species. So I would love, when Tony's on next, please educate me on how do I get rid of these beautiful animals I love. We have deer, we have squirrels, we have, anyway.
How big is your property?
How
big is your property?
Well, I grew up on 10 acres.
My father died.
We had 3 acres. I now have 1 acre, and they're overwhelmed with turkeys.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you live in a residential neighborhood where it would be unsafe to shoot turkeys in your backyard?
Well, when I grew up, there was nothing there, but
well,
trees.
I know, but what about now?
But now,
Okay. All right. Well, I mean,
houses. You can't see anything there now.
All right. Well, that sort of makes sense. Eugene in Oregon. Thanks. It makes sense that if you live in a residential neighborhood with a house behind you, not a good idea to be shooting turkeys.
I was just wondering if Tony had any advice for us who are dealing with these beautiful but annoying turkey.
I would think, yeah. From one turkey to another, I'll ask him, Grace. Thanks for checking in. America at Night, back in a moment.
Join the nightly conversation, America at Night, with McGraw Milhaven.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon?
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
A multi-billion dollar settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you were exposed to weed killers at work or at home, your rights are affected. If you or your family has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you could receive $6,000 to $165,000 or more. This settlement impacts you even if you're not sick, because this blood cancer can take 10 to 15 years to appear. If you stay in the settlement, you give up your right to sue. Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup settlement.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Hey, that's going to do it for the week. I'd like to thank our guests, Dr. Hakeem Olashehi, who wrote the book Why Do We Exist, an astrophysicist with an unbelievable story, and got really deep into space. That was actually a lot of fun. And also, of course, our historian, Jonathan Horn of the Free Press, was talking about the French Connection when it came to the American Revolution. And, of course, your phone calls and your text messages. Don't forget, this whole show gets turned into a podcast. You can download it where all fine podcasts are housed. Just search for America at Night. Download it to your device, and it'll be there when you want it, whenever you want it, if you miss a night or if you want to go back and listen to something. Our executive director tonight has been Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw Milhaven. Thanks for staying up late with us. This is America at Night on Westwood One.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. A U.S. delegation is heading back to Pakistan for talks on ending the war with Iran. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump is sending envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to Pakistan for meetings with Iran's top diplomat.
The Iranians want to talk. They want to talk in person. And so the president is, as I've said many, many times to all of you, always willing to give diplomacy a chance. So Steve and Jared will be heading to Pakistan tomorrow to hear the Iranians out. We hope progress will be made, and we hope that positive developments will come from this meeting.
Levitt also says Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and the president's national security team will fly to Pakistan only if necessary. Fires continue to plague the southeastern United States. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp gives an update on a wildfire that has led to evacuations in Brantley County.
On the Highway 82 fire, which is in Brantley County, started Monday, April the 20th. A little over 7,500 acres burned. That fire is 15% contained. We believe it was started by a balloon landing on a power line causing an arc that created the fire. As of right now, there's been 87 homes or structures and or structures lost to that fire.
Meanwhile, in Oklahoma, an EF4 tornado slammed into the city of Enid. The Garfield County Sheriff's Office said there were no immediate reports of fatalities and only minor injuries hours after the tornado passed through. The mayor of Enid says some people were trapped in their homes and had to be rescued. The Justice Department has ended its investigation into Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, clearing a major roadblock to the confirmation of Kevin Warsh as his successor. U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Jeanine Pirro, said on X Friday her office was ending the probe into the Fed's extensive building renovations. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hey, if you're hearing my voice, chances are you're either worried about a parent living alone or you are that parent. And you know your family worries about you too. Either way, there's a company that finally got senior safety right. Connected Caregiver. Connected Caregiver is everything you knew about alert devices, fall detection, emergency button, GPS, reimagined for today. There's a small wearable that alerts your family's phone the moment something happens. Inside your home, discrete sensors, no cameras, no microphones, just motion sensors have you covered even when you're not wearing it. No movement for hours? Your loved ones will know. For the kids, you go from hoping everything's okay to knowing it is. And for you, you stay in your home on your terms while giving your precious family the peace of mind they've been asking for. That's not losing independence, that's keeping it. Visit ccgoffer.com to see if you qualify for a free device. It takes 2 minutes. That's ccgoffer.com, ccgoffer.com. Do it today.
Conductor and composer Michael Tilson Thomas has passed away.
Renowned conductor and composer Michael Tilson Thomas is dead at age 81. Tilson Thomas led orchestras in Buffalo, Miami, London, and San Francisco while composing. He received 39 Grammy nominations and won 12, and was among the Kennedy Center Honors recipients in 2019. Tilson Thomas had brain surgery for a tumor in 2021, and then resumed his career. But last year, the tumor returned. He conducted his final concert with the San Francisco Symphony in April of last year. A spokesperson says he died Wednesday at his home in San Francisco. I'm Donna Water.
Visually impaired runners in London are using AI-powered smart glasses to support marathon training and everyday life. The glasses combine real-time audio cues with guide runners as support tools. More news at townhall.com. A Republican congressman proposes expanding the borders of Washington, D.C., a change that would cost Virginia some Democratic voters.
The move comes after Virginia voters, by a narrow margin, approved a redistricting referendum that could net Democrats a 10-to-1 House seat advantage. Georgia's Rich McCormick introduced the Make D.C. Square Again Act. It would undo the 19th century return of the southwestern part of the district to the state of Virginia, known as retrocession. The measure's prospects are unlikely in a Congress that can barely keep the lights on. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Justice Department will adopt firing squad as a permitted method of execution as the Trump administration moves to ramp up and expedite capital punishment cases. The Justice Department is also reauthorizing the use of single drug lethal injections with pentobarbital that were used to carry out 13 executions earlier. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join us for the Chicks and Chaps fundraiser luncheon Saturday, May 2nd at the Reading Senior Center from 10:30 to 2:30 with special guest speakers Dr. Allen and Dr. Sackfield. Don't miss your chance for an exhilarating ride on Wreck-It Ralph and a chance to bid on a one-of-a-kind Chicks and Chaps belt buckle. Get your tickets today at ReadingRodeo.com. Just click on the Chicks and Chaps tab. Thank you to our sponsors Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Gold Mart Jewelers, Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center, Four Winds Jewelry, and this radio station.
Greg bankrupt. But now the government and President Trump talking about maybe give him a loan of up to $500 million. Doesn't sound like very much given all the money that Democrats steal all over the country. You know, give to the Somali pirates and things like that. But isn't that amazing? It's kind of a remarkable story for a number of reasons, and it's not very conservative and free market and any of that. And we're talking about, billions and billions in the end. JetBlue, another of the world's not-so-favorite airlines. But, you know, they're an airline, and they provide a service at a good price. But Spirit Airlines and JetBlue, they tried to merge last year to save their airlines and the financial problem. But the Democrats under Joe Biden, they didn't allow that. They didn't allow that. They prevented that from happening. And now it's reached a desperate stage where Spirit Airline may be going under, thousands of jobs, billions of dollars, an airline that people use. And the Democrats did it. They tried to murder it, choke it to death with their thumbs in the cradle because they're anti-capitalist and they're anti-good guy and they're just not on Team America. But President Trump now talking about sort of veering off of the conservative highway, say, hey, let's buy the airline. The government buy Spirit Airline? I don't know. President Trump talked about buying it, and then he said he's already got somebody that wants to run it as an airline. President Trump, of course, used to own an airline and run an airline. It was called Trump, interestingly enough, and plenty of airplanes for him, and he ran an airline. He's talked about how difficult it is to run an airline in the past. It is tough, I'm sure. I've never run an airline personally, but
But I'm sure I would do my best if I found myself doing that. So we've got that, and that's fun. Here's a fun headline from left-wing radicals at the communist front group Mediaite, and the headline in quotation marks: "Stupid question." That's a stupid question in quotation marks. Followed by "Trump fumes at being asked if he'd ever use a nuclear weapon on Iran." Nuclear weapon on Iran. I should ask Hillary Clinton if she'd use a nuclear weapon on every man she's ever known. These people, this is the news media. I believe it was the PBS, Panhandler Broadcasting System. I think lady might be transgender. Who am I to judge from a distance? You know, there's no pat down available. So you kind of have to guess when it comes to NPR reporters and things. But stupid question. Trump fumes after being asked if he'd use a nuke on Iran. And the Democrats are hoping, actually they're hoping that he'd say something that would get him in trouble. In reality, it just makes the press look stupid and this reporter look like a moron and a corrupt one at that, who's trying to set a trap. So we've got that. But it's fun audio anyway. I was watching that live yesterday and I did laugh out loud, I've got to say. When I heard that, I was like, oh, I made a note of the time on that one. Get the time code on that, because the old, oh, are you going to nuke Iran? That's maybe you go to the, John McCain audio, bomb, 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 Iran. But he didn't even talk about nukes. Using nuclear weapons. Sure, we always use nuclear weapons. Now, you're a reporter with a press badge that allows you to walk in and out of the White House. That's kind of amazing. Speaking of the Democrats, the Southern Poverty Law Center, a terrorist front group, and if you've given money to it, like George Clooney and who else? Apple. I think the Apple people gave them $1 million last year. Didn't I see that this morning? $1 million for the Southern Poverty Law Center. They like to call it the SPLC. You got to abbreviate everything. We're all speaking in code. It's like working for the KGB when you're talking to Democrats. Southern Poverty Law Center indicted for paying sources. USA Today, all the news media rushing to the defense of the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're perhaps the number one funders of neo-Nazism and white supremacy and fascism, to the extent that there is any of that. They found like four guys that they could identify that way, and they gave them millions of dollars, because what else would they do? They're liberals, you know, and they do the opposite of what they're supposed to do. And they produce the opposite of the intended results, or the claimed results, anyway. Southern Poverty Law Center accused of secretly paying ex-KKK Imperial Wizard. That's one of the great titles, isn't it? That and it was Senator Robert Byrd, the only Klansman that I know I ever met, the Democrat senator from West Virginia, and I interviewed him more than once. Probably more than several times long ago. And he was even better than the Imperial Wizard. He was the exalted Cyclops. That was pretty good. Now, you know, I'm like around the radio station here, I'm known as the Supreme Leader. Just like in Iran, you know, I'm the Supreme Leader. I might be bombed here in the radio station if it's learned that I'm the Supreme Leader of my radio show. But the Imperial Wizard, the Democrats, they came up with the KKK. So the Democrats came up with all of these. You know, their boy Nathan Bedford Forrest, who was the great-grandfather of Forrest Gump. And they came up with the Imperial Wizard. And then there was no KKK in West Virginia. So Joe Biden's friend, Democrat Senator Robert Byrd, had to create the KKK in West Virginia way after the KKK was dead every place else, but the Democrats were working to keep, you know, they founded it, they wanted to keep it alive. So he was the exalted Cyclops. You got the Imperial Wizard, you got the exalted Cyclops. Who else do they have over there, Michael? They got some titles. You put that on your business card, you think? You know, like Robert Byrd, exalted Cyclops, White Knights of the KKK, / Democrat Senator. I think his old business cards. I wonder if they're old business cards of his going around. Maybe you can buy them on the internet. You heard about this? You can buy things there now. And remarkable stuff. Yeah, the Southern Poverty Law Center secretly paying ex-KKK Imperial Wizard. Oh, no, he's an informant. They're all very insistent that somehow, like, the Southern Poverty Law Center is the FBI. and they're running secret operations with informants that they pay huge sums of money. Also, Jesse, apparently the net worth of the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're worse than Ilhan Omar. Apparently, the Southern Poverty Law Center has how much in the bank? $800 million. $800 million. Democrats, it's just the whole thing is a shakedown. It's a racket. They make the Corleone family look like the Red Cross. They're just amazing. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, yeah, speaking of that, reminded me of Blue Cross, Blue Shield. And we've got this Democrat who loves murder. He loves CEOs being murdered. Hassan Piker is his name. And he loves murder. He thinks that Luigi Mangione, the Democrat that murdered a healthcare executive, assassinated, is kind of a hero. It's, you know, because the man that he murdered, a healthcare insurance company executive, was immoral and dangerous. When these fascists, these genocidal Nazis like Hassan Piker, start dictating what is immoral and dangerous, then it's time for Civil War II. Because these guys, just a great, unsurprising, Hassan Piker justifies killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO. Why would he do that? That's kind of an amazing thing, isn't it? Yes, it is. I'm telling you, the Democrats are just, they're unbelievable. They love the KKK, they created it, and they fund it, and their left-wing groups fund it, and they do it in the name of liberalism. No sense of irony, these people. Have you ever heard that before? That these people have no sense of irony? I think that's true. I've heard that before. From me. But here's Democrat Congressman Ted Lieu. You know Ted Lieu? He's a leftist. And he hates America. Ted Lieu, Democrat member of the House of Representatives, who on the Department of Justice indicting the Southern Poverty Law Center for paying Nazis and Klansmen and the Aryan Nations and a motorcycle club. It's a club, you know. It's not a motorcycle gang. It's an MC, like BRMC, Black Rebels Motorcycle Club, you know. But Ted Lieu, he wrote on the Twitter, he hasn't been banned, he wrote, "This is one of the stupidest DOJ cases in history." Well, it's one of the stupidest left-wing fund the Nazis programs that we've seen lately. But you guys have a lot of this sort of stuff. Ted Lieu says, "This is one of the stupidest DOJ cases in history. Southern Poverty Law Center wasn't paying the Klan. They were just giving Klan members lots of money. They were paying informants who were helping to take down the Klan." Oh, did the Southern Poverty Law Center take down the Klan in the meantime? I'm just curious, Ted Lieu. Has the Klan been taken down thanks to the Southern Poverty Law Center paying the imperial wizard of the KKK, giving him hundreds of thousands of dollars? They had no idea that being the imperial wizard could pay so well, it could be so profitable. Mm-mm-mm. I wonder what they're paying the Exalted Cyclops. Who is the Exalted Cyclops today? Another Democrat, I'm quite sure. So, yeah, he's Ted Lieu. He's angry, and he's pounding the table. Stupidest DOJ case, Department of Justice case in history. Southern Poverty Law Center wasn't paying Klan. All evidence to the contrary. They were paying informants who were Klan members who were helping take down the Klan. The Klan was not taken down. Nobody was taking down the Klan. Southern Poverty Law Center was just paying them as they hummed along, happy as can be. And Ted Lieu says, "Unless you believe white supremacists all of a sudden took over SPLC, this entire case makes no sense." Well, that's, you're just noticing, Ted Lieu, that liberalism makes no sense, that your party makes no sense, that you guys pay the Nazis that you claim you're fighting against, and no harm was done to the Nazis or the Klan or anybody else. They're just fine. In fact, they're richer, $3 million richer, thanks to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which apparently has $800 million in their coffers because idiots like George Clooney and Apple give them millions of dollars. Isn't that amazing? And speaking of all that, you see the Democrat in Virginia, who he's a black guy. He claims that he knows a little bit about rural America because apparently at some point in his life, he used to watch the Dukes of Hazzard. He used to watch the, you know, Daisy Duke and Who Wears Short Shorts. And so he knows a lot about rural America, meaning white America. because he used to watch the Dukes of Hazzard. That had that red Dodge Charger with the Confederate flag on the hood. That's the Democrat Party flag in the Civil War. That should be noted. Yeah, just great stuff. And in New York, they're furious with their mayor in the East Village, Greenwich Village, because they're putting a homeless shelter in there. And they're like, "I didn't vote for that." No, actually, you did. 70% of you or more in the East Village voted for exactly that. Just amazing stuff. And what do you hear about the update on this Hassan Piker guy? He's a mainstream Democrat. He's campaigning with Democrat candidates. Amazing stuff coming out of them. Really, Democrat Party. Oh, and you see all the lady journalists who love stealing and shoplifting because they're entitled because they're women. And so what do you hear these people? They're on camera bragging about shoplifting and stealing stuff. Low IQ theater.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
A multi-billion dollar settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you were exposed to weed killers at work or at home, your rights are affected. If you or your family has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you could receive $6,000 to $165,000 or more. This settlement impacts you even if you're not sick, because this blood cancer can take 10 to 15 years to appear. If you stay in the settlement, you give up your right to sue. Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup Settlement.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Lexercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Also, an American soldier, a special operations soldier, in trouble for placing a bet, a winning bet, on Nicolas Maduro being captured by the United States government. And now he's in big trouble. It's like insider trading or something. But I need to dive into this a little more deeply for you, because all right, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Phil calling from South Carolina. Philip, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Chris. Great to talk to you. How are you?
Hey, Phil. Very well. Very well. Welcome. Happy Friday.
Well, I paused my less than arduous workout here at the Planet Fitness to chat with you a minute about the president and his question answering techniques. I wish that I could put words in his mouth sometimes. Yeah, I love the guy who does. But on this particular issue with this reporter questioning about nuke and Iran, your answer to that's very obvious. Idiot. Don't you understand that the whole reason we're there is to keep them from dropping one on us? I don't have any desire to nuke Iran, but I surely don't want them to nuke us.
Right.
And put them in their place. And it's the right answer, really, when you get down to it.
Well, yeah, of course it is. And the president has been doing a better job lately of framing it as preventing Iran from getting nuclear weapons. But I know what you said when you started out by saying you wish sometimes that you could put words in his mouth or change his phrasing or give him a boost. And I know exactly what you're talking about. I feel the same way fairly frequently. But I tell you, sorry, Phil.
I said it's his one shortcoming.
Well, yeah, and he should trim his sails a little bit.
The only thing they can't have is a nuclear weapon. They understand that.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program.
You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit kcnrradio.com to get started today.
Imagine walking into your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl.
This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Another reason...
Well, you're right. That the press, the room full of people, the Washington Press Corps, they're not all White House press. They don't have that many members of the White House press. They got like 1,500 people at this dinner or something like that. But you're right. They're obviously out to get him. And if there's any opportunity for them to say, oh, here he is laughing it up. And, you know, like if an F-15, God forbid, should go down during the correspondence dinner or tomorrow in the daytime, you know, then the president should pull the plug on going to the dinner because the entire news media in that room and beyond would say, oh, here he is living it up. And, you know, he doesn't drink, so they would have him drinking champagne or anything. But, oh, here he is living it up and having the time of his life. Well, our troops are being shot down in Iran, and that's part of what you're talking about, right, Andrew?
Yeah, and there's another reason. The association has invited quote-unquote mentalists,
right,
to perform during the dinner.
Right, not a comedian. And, normally a comedian. No, this year it's this guy. Yeah. I guess his name is pronounced Oz Perlman, and he's hosting...
I'm very familiar with him. I've lived in Washington all my life, and ever since I was a boy, I did magic tricks. I went to Annunciation Catholic High School in Northwest and Gonzaga High School. I was president of the Magic Club, and while pursuing a career in journalism, I would perform magic tricks and mentalism whether I'm busking on the street, you know, street magic, or at parties. So I developed the techniques of magic and mentalism and mixed them up. And that's unethical, really. It's unethical because people will start to think, well, how the heck did he know that? And so Oz Perlman employs the techniques which are familiar to performers. He creates, interest, you can see it. People should be wise to this, and it develops into an act with a climax and a reveal of a thought. It's just like in a stage show. It's not real mentalism.
Uh-huh.
He comes up with writing. Suddenly he's written something, or that you just thought of. Or if he doesn't get it right the first time, he has a second. It's called an out. In case the first one doesn't work, the second one works. He has secretly a series of possible correct answers and comes up with the right one, maybe the third time and not the first time. So there's quite an opportunity for him to make a fool out of the President of the United States.
Which you think might likely be their goal. There's listen to the National Panhandler Radio headline today, NPR headline, "Can a Mentalist Trick Trump?" Question mark. That's the headline at NPR. Urs Perlman will try in a room full of journalists. And they use the word loosely, of course, as you're familiar. You said you pursued yourself a career in journalism. So you know what state of journalism is today. And what an interesting, Andrew, what an interesting combination of characteristics you have. You're a magician, a mentalist. A mentalist is performing at the White House dinner tomorrow night. And a recovering journalist. Are you still in the journalism racket?
No, I'm not. No, I was lucky. I had one gift from God, and that was I had a good voice. Mm-hmm. And I was taught by nuns and a mom. Uh-huh. He was a real stickler for English grammar.
Ah, yeah,
and
me too.
So I, I don't up talk.
Right, very good.
Say,
yeah,
I don't say, you know. I mean, those are the basics. But
so you were in broadcast journalism as well.
That's right. I was in radio.
Okay.
At Voice of America, and before that, some local stations here in D.C.
Okay.
And but I would even walk through Voice of America and do some mind reading tricks in between my shows and make a sort of fool out of myself. But seriously, my concern is that that's what will happen.
Yeah, it's a setup is what you're kind of suggesting here. It's
But I think Mr. Trump is too smart for that. I just think his hubris gets in the way of his common sense.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, well, he is, he's very confident because he's always been fantastically successful. And the more people try to destroy him, it seems the more he relishes the opportunity to, bash their heads in figuratively and, take them down. And he's very good at it. There's no doubt about it. And he seems to really enjoy the combat, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and thank God for it, because we haven't had Republicans in the past that even engaged in the combat, much less enjoyed it themselves. And he's darn good at it, you know, at the hand-to-hand combat that is involved in being president of the United States when you're a Republican. You know, when you're a Democrat, of course, you get a hot oil massage all day long from the news media in Washington. When you're a Republican, they're waging jihad against you morning, noon, and night. They dream while they're sleeping about destroying you, and then they get up and they do what they can. It's, you know, New York Magazine headline, "Why is a magician hosting the White House Correspondents' Dinner?" It's all about get Trump. I think we know that, and certainly Trump knows that. And that's why for years he has not gone to the Correspondents' Dinner. And you know that no matter what happens at the Correspondents' Dinner, the Democrat news stories are going to be negative about Trump. But he probably has something up his sleeve. I've got to say, I'm going to hit my DVR for the Correspondents' Dinner tomorrow night on C-SPAN or someplace, because I'd like to watch it unedited by the likes of, well, any of the television networks for that matter. But I want to see... It's must-see TV, I've got to say, Andrew, because between this Oz guy, the mentalist, and what President Trump is going to do to counter everything, it's must-see TV, isn't it?
I'll go back to my first statement, and I think this is a time in our history that he shouldn't be playing around.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got to tell you, Andrew, I like the way you think. You're being cautious. President Trump is not cautious when it comes to these things, and this White House is not cautious. They're very, I don't want to say eager, but willing to jump into the fray and get into the brawl. They're unafraid, unintimidated, and President Trump just seems to love the fight. Crazy.
Yep.
Crazy, man. Andrew, now, have we ever met in person?
No, sir. No,
okay.
I shouldn't say sir.
Okay.
No, we haven't, Chris.
Okay. And Voice of Mary, you probably know Steve Springer and Steve Reddish.
Voice of America?
Yeah, Voice of America, yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember them.
Yeah.
I left in 2009, and I've been pursuing tour guiding and magic.
All right. Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Do we see you around Washington, D.C., tour guiding?
I suppose. This summer is going to be quite a tour guiding summer.
Yeah, 250.
Very, very busy.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
Andrew, the National Mall.
Listen, God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Fun stuff. And now that you've said all that here, now I'm watching the dinner with even greater interest based on what you have told me here.
He said something very important, Chris. He said, God bless you.
Yeah.
And Oz Perlman doesn't have that kind of understanding of the higher power.
Mm.
And that's you need the humility. He doesn't have that.
We'll try to introduce him to Catholicism. thanks, Andrew. Good stuff. Have a great weekend. Have a great American weekend. And, oh, I got to get down. I saw President Trump yesterday talking about redoing the reflecting pool in front of the Lincoln Memorial. Democrats say, oh, yeah, it was in the movie Forrest Gump. Or is that how it was? It was Forrest Gump, right? Dancing in the reflecting pool. And the reflecting pool, President Trump says, redoing, restoring, updating the reflecting pool in front of the Lincoln Memorial. And I almost went straight down there yesterday afternoon, but I had to go meet somebody for beers, you know, because I had the afternoon off. I had no TV, so I was able to go out and have a couple beers with my friend Randy, and we had a nice time sitting outside. Beautiful day to sit outside yesterday, and maybe today as well. But, gosh, there's so much. Look at the clock. Let's look at the clock. You know, I'd like to, well, we don't have time to go to the ladies, I think. So let's go to the Democrat from Virginia. Let's go to the Democrat from Virginia. I think he's soundbite number one. He's Virginia Democrat State Senator. His name is Lamont Bagley. Bagby. His last name is Bagby, B-A-G-B-Y. First name, Lamont. He is a black guy, and he's a state senator in Virginia, the old home of the Confederacy, and they're all holed up in Richmond, the old Confederate capital, with their guy, Jefferson Davis. You know, they love it there. But the Virginia Democrat state senator, Lamont Bagby, and he's being mocked roundly because he was being asked about, well, you know, what do you know about rural Virginia and where people live out in the, you know, other parts where you don't go. It's not Richmond, Virginia. What do you know about that? And he explained that at some point in his life, apparently, he watched Daisy Duke in her Daisy Duke shorts. I was reminded by Brian that they're actually called Daisy Duke shorts. But here is, and they became very popular because of Daisy Duke, and understandably. I think she lives around here, too, doesn't she? Maybe I'm wrong, but I think she might live around here. Virginia Democrat State Senator Lamont Bagley explaining, a black guy explaining that why he understands white people who live out, you know, in the country in Virginia.
I almost took issue.
Almost.
With the other side saying that we don't understand.
I almost took issue.
But I grew up watching the Waltons.
The Waltons?
I grew up with Opie.
Opie?
I even watched The Dukes of Hazzard. I think I know a little bit about rural America.
I think I know a little bit about rural America. He watched the Andy Griffith Show. And he watched The Waltons. Good morning, John Boy. And he watched, best of all, The Dukes of Hazzard. And he loves that car, the General Lee. Maybe he doesn't, but he might. And everybody loved Daisy Duke, there's no doubt about that. But this is Lamont Bagby explaining, and people are laughing at him in the chamber there as he explains why he understands white people the way that he does.
I'm not just here for Theo.
Theo. I'm not just here.
I'm not just here for Arnold.
Huxtable.
Or Willis. I'm here for Opie, John Boy, Bloxham.
What you talking about, Willis?
Topanga.
Yeah, Topanga. He's here for Topanga, like Topanga Canyon in California. He's here for everybody. See, he's explaining that he's not just a representative of black voters. He also understands the white voters because he watched The Dukes of Hazzard. He watched The Waltons. He knows who Opie is. He said, I watched Opie, he said. That's the Andy Griffith Show. You know, Opie Taylor, his father was Sheriff Andy Taylor, whose deputy was Barney Fife. You know, everybody knows. Aunt B, got old Aunt B there.
Aunt B, look at you. I pray you look good enough to take to Chinatown.
Could take her out to Chinatown. There's no Chinatown in Mayberry. He was just funnin', you know. But there he is. He's a Democrat. Now, it's a good thing he's a black Democrat saying that stuff, because if you're a white Republican saying, oh, I know all about this, I watched the Jeffersons, and I watched, what's that, Moving Up, Moving On Up, I can sing that Moving On Up sound, I know all about this, and I watch a lot of crime dramas, too. I watch those police shows. So I know a lot about, you know, black people in the United States of America. And every movie I watch, there is a lot of shooting. So, but he's a black Democrat, so it's okay. He watched how long has the Dukes of Hazzard been off of television? For like 45 years? Hasn't been on television? There's a Democrat state senator in the Commonwealth of Virginia, Lamont Bagby. Thank you, Senator.
So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Hey, did you hear about that multi-billion-dollar Roundup settlement?
Yeah, it impacts people who are exposed to weed killers at work or at home, even if you just used it in your own yard. Lawsuits claim it causes non-Hodgkin lymphoma, a blood cancer.
But we're not sick, so that doesn't affect us.
But it does. This cancer can take 10 to 15 years to show up.
That's a long time after exposure.
It is, and that's why the settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you get sick, even years from now, you could get $6,000 to $165,000 or more as part of the settlement.
So what's the catch?
If you stay in, you give up the right to sue them later.
Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 1-888-403-8201. If you or a loved one has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, even if they've passed, you must register for benefits. That's weedkillerclass.com. 1-888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup Settlement.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon?
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with IZERVAY. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
In times of struggle, conflict, poverty, good finds a way. Good is happening, even now. Good never stops, and neither does Children International. With support from Caring Friends, we help provide children and families with the critical essentials they need. Together, we can help end poverty. To learn more, go to children.org.
Man.
My friend Brian used to watch the TV show Lost in Space. Now he knows what it's like to live in space. He knows what it's like to live in space. And what was the other one? Oh, yeah, Land of the Lost. I know it's live in prehistoric times because... But when you're a Democrat... Okay, let's go back to the telephones, Miguel. Let's go to Greg calling from Springfield, Virginia. Gregory, you are on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Chris.
Hey, Greg.
The problem goes way beyond the hate center. It's that... In spite of all of the years of scandal going back to Morris Dees and Richard Cohen and everything else, the mainstream media, like the Compost, continue to go to the hate center as the go-to for arbitrating speech and association. That they let the hate center call balls and strikes on hate in America. That's our problem. The press is still using this corrupt outfit.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And they will continue to use the Southern Poverty Law Center. And none of this will matter because, you know, look, Ted Kennedy left Mary Jo Kopechne dead upside down in his car. And then he went to brunch with friends. And the Democrats ran him for president after that. You know, your record, nothing remains on your permanent record when you're a Democrat, Greg.
You know, the press is our problem. The adjective controversial, for instance, that's only used for Republican ideas and policies. I mean, did you ever hear the word controversial used to describe this redistricting scheme?
Right.
And on WTOP, the now woke WTOP.
Right. Now, you're right, of course. Yeah, the manipulation of language by the media is the most corrupt institution in America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.